The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad to see you guys. I appreciate you and glad you're here. This has been a crazy week. This is a week of being loved and attacked all at the same time. And so, but I'm really happy if you love me and I appreciate you so much. And I love you and I want you to be okay. I want everything to be good in your worlds. And I think that's what we got to work on. We just got to work on everything being good. And it's been a crazy week. A lot of good stuff, though. A lot of really good stuff. And so, you know, I never get political, but I got all kinds of political opinions right now. And they're not bad. I'm like, oh, wow, that's good. Oh, wow, that's good. Oh, wow. That, you know, and so we'll see. I'm just happy when good things happen. I think that's a good way to be. And so I appreciate change. Sometimes change can be good. And so, but I appreciate you guys. I'm glad you're here. Please ask me your questions on what's happening in your world. There's a certain beat going on the planet that I have never seen before. This is a different beat. And it's a beat where the energy is just doing things. And it's hard to put your finger on a little bit, but it's actually doing things, and there's a lot of good stuff happening, and there's a lot of tremendous manifesting abilities that will show up in your life if you ask for them, and they come in crazy ways, and so just know that, and so that's what I see. I see, you know, it's all over the board tonight, all over the board, and probably you'll find your lives or your week, if you think back on it, was probably all over the board, same thing, up and down. I see Don McKnight going, what the hell? Don, let me talk to you, since you seem to identify with what I'm saying. It's like, what? You know, I had that going on all week, you know, and so, but it's all good. It's all really good, I think. There we go.
Got it.
All
right.
Can you hear me? Yeah. And so you had up and down. It was like a roller coaster ride. What was it like?
From a perspective of absolutely everything going wrong, and then getting so motivated, I started reading your book again, and everything started getting good again, and then it went back down. And it's like, what the hell is going on?
Keep reading the book. Yeah. I was reading my own book this week. And so, you know, but I had some really crazy things. I had some things that I wanted to have happen, you know, that I really was concerned with and I worried about. And they happened good, you know, and I was like, I was so excited. You know, I was so excited. I'm excited for, you know, my old manager friend, Barry, who is, I think, how old is Barry now? 123? 80, he's like, 80, how old is he really? How old is he?
85, 86.
Yeah. And he still works. Really? And he still manages people in Hollywood. He's in the Managers Hall of Fame. He's just this great human being. He's one of our best friends. You know, we love him. And it was a kind of thing where he needed a sort of a change of brew. And he just needed to not think about things. And certainly, if you earn a living these days, you're doing something pretty good. If you learn, and if you earn a living in Hollywood these days, in Los Angeles, in the entertainment industry, you're a freak of nature, because it is really crazy and not particularly in a good way. You have all the natural disasters, you have the fires, you have stuff going on. You have writer strikes, you have, I mean, what else is there, Dean? There's all kinds of craziness that he's always dealing with. And so I really just wanted him to retire and do just nice things. And, you know, there's I want to say the name of it, but I don't have it on my fingertip. But there's a retirement home for famous Hollywood folks. Believe it or not. Of course there is, right? But it's almost impossible to get in this thing. And he did. And I was so happy. I was so happy. And so he ended up in that was a big relief for me, because I was thinking I'm gonna have to adopt him, you know, and I got enough children so far. But it was really a very wonderful, it was a wonderful thing to me. But they have, when he, in, this place is great. It has movie theaters, You get to see the movies before they come out, and you get to vote on what they are. I mean, it's all the things that Hollywood folk does. And he's around other Hollywood folk. And so, but this was just a blessing. So he got his wish. Isn't that cool, Dean? You know, I know that was
I did. I'm
a big.
sorry. I was muted. Sorry about that. That
No,
was
that's okay.
yeah, because I know he's been wanting it, and you told him, think a certain way, get some spiritual gifts, do this, do that, and he talked
I killed three goats and four chickens. I
to
mean, I did. I have to tell y'all. And so, no, but I was whispering every prayer I could to, and everything worked out beautiful. And I'm telling you, that made me really happy. That made me really, really happy. And so good things do happen. Good things do happen to folks. And so he ended up in this beautiful place, that is absolutely everything you could ever imagine. Spielberg owns part of it. And I mean, I tell you, all these major people that created this retirement home, for, famous Hollywood folk. And so this is really cool. That was my highlight of the week, I have to tell you. That sounds sort of, I don't know if that's selfish or for me to talk about that, but that made me really happy. You know, we got to take care of our old folk, you know, because we are old folk, and so we had to take care of them a little bit. That's a good thing to do. And so how, what else happened, Don? So you were up and down like a yo-yo as well. What was going on?
Well, from my perspective, hang on a second. From my perspective, it just, I can sometimes see spiritually. I think I can hear pretty good anymore. And I saw some demons that just scared the crap out of me. One of them was almost like a suicide demon. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
I had three people today.
Really?
Yeah, didn't kill themselves, but they called me because they thought they might. You know,
Well, yeah,
so that's.
that wasn't a thought passing through my mind, but I knew it was bad, and
Yeah.
I'm desperately, God, give me some swords, give me something, and
Yeah,
so.
well, that's the thing. So we got to get gifted in this new dimension that is opening up, and it is a dimension. I can't even put a name to it because it's so massive and so amazing, in a good way, and it's also treacherous in a bad way. And so, with the darkness, it's really important that you clear this dimension. I don't know exactly yet how to tell you guys how to clear it, except I can do it. And so here we are, and I'm just going to do that for you, and I can do it quick. There we go. I mopped up more dark energy than six universes has.
On me? Oh,
How
okay.
hot are your hands?
I'm completely hot all over the head,
Yes.
hands.
Yeah, so you're sweating, right?
Yeah,
And
I am.
so once you get gifted in this dimension, you kind of turn into a real freak of nature, and you're able to really help folks a lot. And so, and this is a dimension that makes you sick and or kills you. This is a dark dimension. I did a whole thing on it last week, because I was so excited because I finally got a grip on it. And but this dimension brings you all these, all the haters will come out of the woodwork. It just does, as well as all the people that love you come out of the woodwork. And so it's a really bipolar dimension. And so, but as you go now, look how good you feel now.
I do. Was I turned around backwards as well because I've got the
This was
visions?
beyond that.
Okay.
Yeah, this is beyond anything you can think, but not beyond anything you can do.
Okay.
So it's almost like a riddle, and it's almost its own undoing. As we go, I'll be able to get more and more and more gifts in this dimension that'll really help you guys out. But and I'll be clearing people all night long in this dimension because this is a dimension where you have problems. And so I'll have to figure out a good name for it. But it's very all-encompassing. Maybe that's the dimension, all-encompassing dimension. But it really is a big deal. And you'll notice now. Look, you just feel real light. I can feel you. I didn't path
Oh
you.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the head. I like the fact that the head goes quiet.
Well, the reason your head went so quiet is because I cleared everything that your head was empathing. See, we're able to empath these days, guys. We're able to empath far beyond us.
Is
We're
that
able to empath really big. And so
why, I mean, I've never been the type of person that I get angry or frustrated or
yeah.
anything like that. But I've been around some people that just piss me off. And it's just, to yeah. me, that's not me. That's not my nature. And it's like,
yeah.
what's going on here?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And so, but it's testing us in oneness. And, you know, you got to love people, even if they want to be your enemy, you know. And so, mm-hmm. and usually those people are the people you do the most for. And so, but you look good now. You look really good. You look really, really bright. It's a very big deal. Imagine a super bright sunrise. And that's what I see around you now. I just see the sun oh. coming up. You know, there you can feel it on the back of your head. It's crazy feeling.
Yeah.
Crazy.
With it, can you can feel the chills going through me.
Good.
Yeah. So thank you.
Awesome. Hey, good luck, buddy. Good luck.
I'll try not to get pissed off at anybody else this week.
Yeah, at least for the end of till the end of the night.
Okay.
Give it a few hours. There we are.
All
perfect.
Right. All right. Thanks. All right. God bless you, Mari.
Hey, you. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so it's a crazy time where we've got crazy things going on. It's crazy big. It's crazy massive. And it's crazy all-encompassing. And so don't take things too serious. Don't take your own self too serious, you know? And realize it's a little bit nutty. It's all right. It's okay. We'll get through it. And so let me look here. Let me just look at you guys and see how you're doing. There we go. Oh, you know, it was in my head all this week. I had, you know, I had Alice in my head all this week and Joe. And so can I speak to Alice in Las
Aww,
Vegas?
Alice Smith?
Yeah.
Of course. Oops.
Alice,
hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, you were in my head. You were in my head all this week, and I was in a few meetings with you. It was really bizarre. I would wake up and I'd see, where am I? And I would be in a meeting with you, and so you would be talking to somebody doing something. And so anyway, I hope I helped.
Oh, that's great, Gary. So good to hear from you. I was looking forward to come to be here tonight. And yeah. I've been doing a lot of things and a lot of thinking, taking care of a lot of paperwork, taking care of Joe's. We have donated a lot of this stuff from Joe. So anyway, it's been a sad but reward day. It's a blessing day.
Yeah, it was like really wild because of his auntie told me to tell you, now I remember, told me to tell you you did a good job.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. That's his auntie. So he's yeah. with his auntie. It's yes. funny because I went through her paperwork today when she oh. passed in 2017 and trying to take care of things.
Oh. Anyway,
all her
paperwork. So it's relative. So it's relative to what I'm saying. Makes
yes,
sense.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
She oh tells me God. You did. She tells me to tell you did a good job.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Gary.
Hey, you're welcome. That. Yeah, I love you too. And they love you. They're just blowing you big kisses. That's crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah, these days people just pop in my head. All of a sudden, bam, there they are, you know?
And wow. People That's amazing. Stuff.
Yeah, I hope to see you soon.
Okay, me too. I hope to see you too. Thank
That's
you.
Good.
Love you.
Hey, cool. And Michelle, how you doing? How you doing, girl?
I'm doing up? Good. I miss you guys. I miss everybody. Happy New Year.
Oh, and so
how are you doing?
I think good. I think I'm all right. I think good. I'm good. I think I'm good. Any questions, Michelle? You got some questions there for me?
Me?
Yeah. Anybody got any questions? You got any
oh, questions? There's a lot of people that have questions. I'll let someone ask questions. Sorry about that.
All right. Or if you got a question, what's your question?
Oh, No. Let's go to someone else. And maybe if you have time later, we'll go to me. How's that?
All right.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to go to Wally, though. He wanted to share something, an update.
He wanted to give an update on his
nephew. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Wally.
Oh, you got to unmute again, Riley. Hold on. There you go. Unmute. There you go.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Good.
I want to buy I'm going to buy me a recliner and bring it up there and put it right next to yours, Wally. I'm going to set that.
I would love that.
I love
anyway,
it.
Anyway, you know, 3 weeks ago, you read a letter I sent to you about my
yes.
nephew, my
right.
great nephew. And he was between life and death at that time. until the Earth Angel doctor got involved and saved him. And so now, about a week and a half ago, they sent him to Cleveland Clinic because they say he needs a small intestine transplant. Well, on Thursday, they took him into surgery. Normally, a small intestine is 12 feet long. Hunter has a 10-inch long good intestine. So what the doctors did is that they reconnected that to wherever they reconnect it. And they said the surgery was successful. However, they said it'd be between 3 and 6 months to know if it actually worked. If it doesn't work, then you have to go through a transplant. So do you see it working?
Really well.
Really well?
Really well.
That just gave me chills. I got chills all over.
Yeah. I got teary.
Yeah. I did too. I got.
Yeah. Yeah. It means you helped heal him. If there's enough light on something, something will work. It's really simple.
Yeah.
You put enough light on it. You know, people also put dark on things. They do things to darken things down because they get possessed and crazy. And so realize, you know, you can darken stuff, you can lighten stuff, you know, but you want to project as much light as you can and be a part of a healing if you can. And if you can be a part of that, you're part of something beautiful.
Yeah. I've been asking God to help me light up that small intestine.
You did. So I can see it.
Yeah.
You did. And then right now, feel how warm you feel in your belly?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. There you are.
Yeah.
You did it.
Good.
There you go.
That's really exciting. That's exciting news. So I have to tell you another thing too, is that I have never experienced oneness as I have in the last 3 weeks with family, friends, community coming together in support of Hunter. It's just amazing. And the feeling is just wonderful. They did a GoFundMe for him. They wanted to collect $45,000. It's up to $57,000 now, and over 500 people have donated. That's how, I guess, this oneness thing works.
It's how it works. They just, people show up when they feel led to do it. You know, how do they do it? How do they donate to his GoFundMe page? What is it called?
It's under Hunter Custer.
Okay. Hunter Custer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. All right.
I'll do that. I'll throw something in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has to, for the next 3 to 6 months, he doesn't have to stay in the hospital, but he's got to be in a place that's 5 minutes from the hospital. So they're going to have to find an apartment or something.
I see him finding a place that's almost like what are those places that people go to that's not the hospital, but they take care of you? What are they called?
Like the assisted living facilities, you mean?
No, it's sort of like that. It's like in the between. It's in between, right? But I can't remember what you call them, you know?
Well, right now they're staying, the Ronald McDonald House has accepted them. There's like 3 or 4 people down there with him. And they said, even though he doesn't have cancer and he's 25, that they would house him.
Oh, that's what I see. Now. One of those type of places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
so he does. Right, okay. And that'll do really well for him. That's what I see. Okay. It's all good.
So,
love you, Wally. Yeah. Thank you.
Can you just clear me if I've got anything?
I already did.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the reason your hands are hot.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. There you
so
go.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
hey,
you.
Good, buddy.
Love
good.
You.
Good luck. We
Back.
Love you.
Bye.
This is beautiful. Yeah, anytime you can be a part of a healing on any level, it's always a good thing. Made me teary. There we go. Who we got, Michelle?
Ooh, thank you, Gary. We got to get Juan Hernandez. We miss you, Juan. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's everything going, Gary, Michelle,
everything's good. Everything's really, really good. I miss you. You guys had fun in Vegas without me. You got run around. You went to what's the concert you guys went to? You got
Andrea Bocelli.
That was
a lifelong dream.
Thank you,
Yeah, you took Dean and Michelle. You took Dean and Michelle out for the night of their life. That was great. They just wouldn't shut up.
You know, they treated me so well. I didn't know what to do. I just felt like, you know, the least I could do to thank them. You know, they're such amazing people. You know,
like, we love you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they're really great. But hey, yeah.
Gary, we were waiting for you the whole time. We're like, maybe he'll surprise us, or maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
that whole thing was for you, Gary. I mean? That birthday. You know?
Yeah, I should have more birthday. I should have more birthday parties I don't go to, right? Yeah. So that was good. I was sick. I couldn't go. I wish I could. That was fun. But anyway, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. You know, I'm doing all kinds of things. I'm jumping through hoops, and you know, I'm doing just all kinds of stuff to heal up, and it's working, which is great. It's a very slow go with having a wound. A wound that has to do with, you know, your leg wound, and but it's working, you know, and it's working. So slow go, but feeling better and looking way better.
Positive. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so I'll take it. Look forward to seeing you. I understand you may come and visit soon, so I look forward to that.
Yes, yeah. So good. The reason I'm in a little bit of a situation right now, right? I'm going through. Just want to see if you can help. Maybe if there's something that's messing with me or blocking with me because
this new dimension. Yeah, this new dimension that I'm babbling about, this new dimension really messes with bright light human beings. And I would like to think that everybody on this call is probably a super bright light. And I know certainly you are. It's so complicated. I'm going to have to do retreats on this to teach you guys how to clear it. Okay. But as I go, I'll get better. I can clear it, but I can't exactly explain how. And so, because it takes so many gifts at one time, as I go, I'm clearing darkness that would be, I'm going to just say the Milky Way galaxy, okay? So there's a darkness on you that would be 73 times the size of the Milky Way galaxy. And I can do this, and it all went away in that second. How does that feel?
Yeah, I'm lightheaded, a little bit lightheaded here.
Okay, stay there for a minute. It's so far out in the cosmos that it takes a minute for you to start to feel it. Now the back of your neck's getting warm, face is getting warm, head's getting light, starting to sweat a little bit, I can see it, and starting to breathe better. All of a sudden you can breathe through your lungs. There we go, there we are. Now a darkness flew off your body. It was a whole layer of stuff. And I see you going into a giant God matrix. So then I heard God's voice, and God's voice says, your will is my will. My will is your will. And I see I got teary, which is very healing. And I see the missing pieces that were hung in this big dimension way out there in the cosmos are flying back together. And for the first time in this lifetime, you're in one piece. And so this is a very different feeling. Your head is getting pretty warm inside. And so feel that. And so your will is God's will, which means you have the power of God in his will, which is a very big deal. And it's kind of like, be careful what you wish for. But it's like a very big deal. And I see crazy stuff like that happens in this dimension. So we're just playing energy games right now in a very big way. But this is going to be a big deal for you. And so this is going to make you understand how come you're you. And how come the people around you are around you? So you're opening up in the biggest way, and you're doing it really fast. And so
is that one of the reasons why I get like I don't want to say overwhelmed, because it's more like I get bombarded, right?
Yeah,
but I'm figuring out, because it doesn't.
It doesn't feel the same as always before.
Yeah,
this is new.
I feel it all coming, and it's okay. Like I'm accepting it. Like, yeah, come on, give me. Yeah. But I don't find a solution for them. I'm just taking them in, but I'm not.
Well, you know, if you allow and don't control nothing, that's what you realize I'm on the ride, and I'm just okay. I'm on the ride. Yeah, just allow. That's it. Yeah,
I'm working on that. Just allow.
Yeah, but I see you doing it, and I see you doing it very well, you know, because you're really very smart. Most of the time, people are not as smart as you. And so so you're very, very, very smart. And so, but I see you getting it. So it's going to be really interesting. This will be an interesting ride for you in the next minute or two. But as I look, this whole dimension opened up and this whole universe of light. This is a new universe of light that has just opened up for us higher evolved folk here hanging out. And so in this dimension of this universe of light, there's also a tremendous amount of dark. And as the dark clears, you'll notice big, huge differences, you know? And so that's what you have happening. It's a very crazy time for you, but it now feels a whole lot better. See how you feel kind of calm, better, calm.
And it was like something like I had to rub my head because it was kind of like, I don't know, back here in my head, I was just feeling like I needed to get something off or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's not there now, so you're good.
So you suggest just let it be. Just keep moving forward and just let it be.
Don't control. Realize that all your dreams will come true, and they'll come true at their time, you know? And so when I said that, your hands got pretty warm. And so I can feel that means that's the truth. And so all good, nothing negative, all good, just different, just very different. And so,
but I also want to thank you, Gary, because every day that I wake up, every day I'm moving around, I thank you so much because you don't know how much it has helped me when you fixed my breathing that day. Okay. I'm so grateful for you. Like,
thank you. I would say. Hey, well, thank you. I
can't express it enough because it even gets me emotional because, like, my whole life I thought it was other, and then you said, no, here, let me fix that. And you, in a matter of seconds, you just fixed me. It was, I could breathe because of you, you know.
Good.
Oh, thank you. Again,
breathing's important.
The gratitude I have for you, I really do. Now, I always tell everyone I talk to, you know, if there's something I wish I could do something for you. Is a way did. For me, you know.
You just did.
Oh, I love you, Gary.
Love you back, buddy. It's all good. When I look at you, I mean, you know, you've got so much light coming in now. It's just crazy. It heals my head and my heart to see that much light coming into one person, you know. And so, and the reason is because you have that much light that you can heal other people with. And so. I don't know who you're going to be when you grow up, but it's going to be pretty nice. So I look forward to being around, you know, that's perfect.
Look forward to it as well, Gary. Thank you so much.
Good luck, buddy.
I want to talk to you. So I love you, Michelle Dean. Thank you guys. I love you guys.
Love you.
So you guys got to go to a great concert.
An amazing concert. Great.
Amazing.
Seat.
Thanks to the thanks
amazing company. Morning. Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
That was so memorable.
Wow.
Night to remember.
Yeah, Dean tells me the next day, you wouldn't believe what I did.
Yeah, I guess it was out of Dean's character to just go ahead and do that. So I appreciate Dean coming out with us and, you know, really enjoying the night.
Well, I think he was hosting my birthday party and he left it early.
We had the most.
I didn't go. Yeah, I didn't go and Dean was hosting and he left. And so it's like, here, Angela, you do this. Good luck. You know.
Angela told me, she says, you got to leave, Dean. She goes, you and Michelle need to go. So we left.
Yeah. She's the best. Yeah, she's the best.
You guys are like the best friends that I've never come across before in my life. You guys are like the purest. The purest of hearts, and there's never been anything that you guys have done and expected anything from me, which is what's blown my mind, right? Because this world is, you know, most of the time they just want to take, and you guys have shown me that it's not like that. And this community you guys have, everybody here is so loving and just giving. And
well, you give. I mean, we're takers by giving. I mean, if you would be in the system, if you're in the oneness system, you just give every day. Get up. What do you give? Everything. What would you do? Anything. what will you keep doing? Anything in the world? There's nothing you won't do. Just do everything you can do for everybody. And you will get plenty back. You don't have to worry about what comes back. You just give. And so most of the time people don't understand that concept, but it truly is a concept. And I love that you've bumped into it, and I love your part of ours. So that's perfect. So
you thanks, do the buddy. Same thing, Juan. So
yeah, we could talk all night long. I miss you. Anyway, I'll see you soon.
I love
though.
You.
Okay.
Right. Hey. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Good luck. I'm still jealous, guys. I'm a little bit.
We can make up bit, for it this year.
Yeah, I'm a little bit butthurt. You know,
we were thinking about you the whole time, Gary. So
yeah, I'm sure you were.
It was all wow. for you.
That music is so amazing. I'm thinking about Gary. Yeah,
I didn't. It was actually a good thing you didn't come, because we wouldn't have went to the concert, because if you showed up, he wouldn't have bought us tickets.
Right.
Because you've been there. To end, so.
So it's glad I didn't come. Okay.
Yeah, so thank you for not coming, Gary.
All right. Thank you.
Because it would have all been about you, Gary.
Sure. Sure. Every thought was on me. Perfect. Anyway, I love you guys. Who are we talking to?
Okay. Thank you, Gary. I got a whole list. But let me go to Ingrid, who's been waiting since last week, too. Ingrid Mahoney. Hi, beautiful girl. We miss you. We love you. How are you?
Well, you have done. There you go. Good.
There you go.
You are beautiful.
Good. Can you hear me?
How are you?
Oh, sorry. Where's my face? I'm on someone else's laptop, so I can't like manage it. Okay, I got it. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, we're good.
Your laptop's going. Oh my gosh. Okay. So the question is, I've been dealing with symptoms of chronic dizziness for 2.5 years, but it's been really bad the last year, where it's affected my walking. I can't sleep. Do I have something that's blocking me from healing? Because I've tried everything.
What you've got is, and I haven't had. Let me ask myself this question. I'm going to ask myself a series of questions and do the answers, okay? Because you know, basically, I can answer pretty much any question, especially health things. I'm usually pretty good at that. And when I look at you, I go, is it mental, emotional, spiritual, or physical? What dimension is this in? Physical, a little bit, but okay. But we're mainly spiritual. It's the way you're digesting spiritual energy around you. You have the ability to turn the energy around and make everything go really well, which is spinning the energy clockwise and clearing the dark energies off. You don't know you're able to do that, but you are. When that happens, you get dizzy because the energy goes from going backwards to forward. Instead of going counterclockwise, which is a black hole, you go clockwise, which brings in light. You see what I'm saying? It brings in everything good and throws out everything bad. So you're able to think good thoughts and project that kind of crazy amount of light, like I am, right? I do that. And that's what you're doing. Can I just fix you? Would that be okay if I just do that? That'd be simple. Okay?
Yes, please.
All right. Let me look at you. There we go. You may feel a little dizzy when I do it. There we go. No, you're complicated. There we are. And there. And there. And there. How you feeling?
Good. I mean, warm. I feel warm.
Okay. Warm is good. Warm is great, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay.
My nerves are, my central nervous system's a little overly sensitive, I think.
It's all good. It's all good. You're really gifted. My central nervous system is a little overly sensitive. You know, I can feel, you know, 2 bazillion universes away from here. And this is the energy field I'm clearing around you, because your big higher self is that big. You have a big giant God self, and I just straightened it up. Okay. It was crawling out. It was trying to beat its way out of this negative hole, black hole. And I beat it out of there for you. And notice when I said that, your hands got really hot. See, it's all of a sudden. And so your hands got warm because I told you the truth. And so you're going to find you're going to feel way better, way lighter, way brighter. You're not going to have to do it. There's nothing you got to do. You know, I did all the heavy lifting for you. And so now then all you got to do is just enjoy your life and think higher. I want you to think higher. Imagine yourself in an aquarium. And I want you to imagine yourself up and popping out of the water in the aquarium to really high up and going into just white light. There we go. There we are. Now you did it. There you go. See? Ah, that feels good. See? Really good. And just stay in that space. You want to go into that little higher space than what your normal thing was. And so, and now you're just going to feel really good and really, really happy with stuff. You know, all pretty, all beautiful. There, you know, don't be afraid. Have no fear. You get too scared. Don't be afraid of nothing. You know, There we go. See how you feel good now? Now you feel really good. See? Better? Good.
Yeah.
Awesome. There. You'll be all right.
Yes.
Yes. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. There you go. Look how she looks, guys. When you look at her, you can't get high. You get high looking at her. I mean, you really do. What do you say, Michelle? There we go. Now you're good, honey. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. If you need us, call us, okay? This new dimension, some bright light people are having a real hard time getting through this dimension. Because this is a dimension you don't get sick and die. Okay. So, and the people around you don't even, I mean, you get bright enough to where everything works out. So there you go. Good luck. Okay. And so that's pretty cool. I don't know if y'all followed that. I could see a lot of stuff in my head and it happened so quick. I can't really explain it yet, but I'll be able to, I'll get to where I can. There we go. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Gregory's iPad. Go ahead and unmute Gregory.
Oh, that's so funny. I was looking at Gregory right when you called him. That's funny. Hey, Gregory. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, you have to unmute, Greg. Hit the unmute button so we can hear you. Oh, and then let us know where you're from, Greg.
There we go. Florida. I'm down here in Sarasota.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Well, Gary, I've 2 weeks ago, I just had the fifth operation on my right foot. Okay. This has been going on for 14 months, and this has to stop. And right now, a new complication has come up where my legs and calves and ankles have swollen up. And I don't know if it's kidney related or lymphatic related, but this whole medical thing has got to stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is like the hell that I went through. Still going through to some extent. And a lot of really super bright light people like yourself, you're one of the few people that I remember talking to, and God gave you the gift of winning the lottery and you went and won it.
Yeah. I won the Fantasy Five.
Yeah. So there we are, but a whole lot of money. And so that was like, you know, that was really cool.
Yeah. I was the last person to get it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It took 10 years. Everybody else won it in 2 weeks. I had to wait 10 years.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It came at the right time.
Yeah. It always does. It always does. Everybody I see that for, they end up nailing it and it's the perfect timing. And so, but I remember reading you and telling you that. And so you're such a bright light, Greg. I mean, you really, Greg, you're just this beautiful bright light. Yeah. And so you fall into this category. Is the good news, you're a bright light. The bad news is you're bright light.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to, but there's a dimension where this dimension will either embrace or attack you. And it's a gigantic dimension out in the cosmos. But this dimension will also make you get sick and or die. And so we don't want to die and we don't want to get sick. We don't want to stay sick. But when you get the light that comes into this dimension, then all your health issues will float to the top, start to make sense, and you'll have doctors who will actually diagnose you correctly. I was diagnosed not quite right, and that was my issue, and so we didn't know exactly how to treat what was going on. And so when I look at you, I'm seeing a similar thing, and now I'm just getting you above it. And now I'm going to way out in the cosmos, and I'm clearing that dimension that is 90% blocked, okay? And I can clear it that quick, at a blink. I can clear it that quick. But I'm doing so many things so fast, I can't explain what I did, I just did it. And so thank you, God, for the gift to do that. And as I clear that dimension, now then it's so far out there, you're just now starting to vaguely feel it. And so it takes a minute for it to get to your physical body. And so, but I see you now just getting full of light. I see you looking incredibly bright. Yeah. And I think that you're going to feel a whole lot better. It looks like that. That's where I'm moving. That's the space I'm working in. Judy, that was a great, great, great analogy. And so, but it looks like that. It's just this tiny little spot way out in God's cosmos, but it's a giant universe, really. And so there we are.
Now, Gary, this last operation was a success. The wound, I had a round wound, open wound that was not healing. He took some bone out, more bone. And he did some creative stuff, and he actually sewed it flat shut. So it sewed shut. And do you see this as being final as far as that?
I see it's a dance is what I hear. There's some, really cool things that I see. As of now, it feels calmed down. I can't tell you what effect what I just did may have. Okay. Yeah. And so I don't know. You're asking me a question. I'm giving you an I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because I don't know. And so all I know is you got enough light now to heal 100,000 people. And so, so let's see what happens.
How about the swelling in the legs, which is new?
Well, you had an issue on a bone level, and now it looks like with the right amount of antibiotics, you guys wouldn't believe. I mean, I'm here sitting doing the show with you. I look fine. Nothing seems to be wrong. But I'm still working super hard on just getting really healthy, every day I'm wired up to drips, doing
some. Oh, you have to do the self-administered drips too?
Yeah.
They're a pain.
Yeah, well, I'm very lucky. I got a doctor that comes and does it, but it's like, this is a normal process in my life. To get me better from this super infection that was about to kill me, and it's working, and I'm so happy. I couldn't be happier. But
I see the same swelling as being kidney related or lymphatic.
Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Bone. Yeah, it looks like a bone infection. So there we are.
In my foot. Still.
Yeah. Yeah. But it feels like it goes away really quick. See how the back of your neck got real hot right then? That just means that in your hands got warm.
Well, they did give me some oral antibiotics.
Yeah, I think you may have to go to the drip direction. But we're like really good with wounds. I actually, have helped I don't know how many people, but lots of people. Hundreds maybe at this point that have wound issues. And I figured out there's different things you can do. I would not have gotten better if it wasn't for doing the grafts that were the, what do you call it, Dean? How do I say it? Embryo grafts, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, did you get the fish grafts?
No, she got the amniotic placenta allograft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it works. And so there was a lot of stuff, but a lot of people are having the issue that are super high evolved bright lights like you are having and that I am having. And so there's a way, there's many different ways and paths to get to where you're healed. And so I think we probably got it down to all of them at this point, including I finally found the dimension where anytime you're sick or anytime you're sick and or dying, out in some dimension between here and heaven. And so there's a dimension out there where you're getting darkened down. If you can find that dimension and light it up, then you get healed here. It works just like that. But I just cleared that for you. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gary. Thanks, Michelle.
Hey. Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Good luck.
Yeah, Dean, you should call him, Dean, and tell him what we know, and that might help him a little bit.
All right, get Greg's phone number, please.
Greg, can you please text me directly my phone number, 702-822-0548. I'll put it in the chat feed, too.
There we go. He's great. Anyway,
yeah.
Isn't that funny, though? But he's, can you imagine? I mean, I remember, you know, I remember telling him, God said, here's a gift. Go win the lottery.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And I knew he would. I mean, it was crazy. I just knew it. And so, because anytime God's ever told me that, here's a gift, go win the lottery. They did. They actually did. They'd win, you know? And so it's pretty nutty. And so anyway, there we go. Who are we talking to, guys?
Thank you, Gary. I've got a new person I'd like to get on. Mike Alejandro Levado, I think Beron. I don't know if I said that right, but here we go. Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Gary.
Hey. Hey, buddy. Where are you? Yeah, where are you calling from?
From Colombia. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Welcome.
Yeah. Wow, you got such a crazy energy. You know, feeling much out. Yeah, you are likable. You are very likable, you know? And yeah. So, you know. Wow. Yeah, God says he likes you. You know, not always does God loves everybody, but God, I don't think he likes everybody. Just like kind of you don't like, we don't like everybody, you know, but God actually says he likes you. So whatever that is, you must do a lot of good stuff for people. You're like a giver, right? You're just always helping people.
Wow. Wow. This is a confirmation in my path.
Oh, good.
Because this is my first time here. Just I got in the room. I felt the unconditional love. I felt a lot of pure love of energy here. That's really interesting because I have reached higher levels in, I can say, in energetically.
Yes.
However, here, just 1 second, Gary and Michelle and everyone, just 1 second, just got in.
Oh.
I felt pure energy, light, love.
That's who we are. Yeah, and see, that's who you are. So you'll find your oneness. Let me tell you, that's how quick it works. Oneness is so connective these days that you'll just bump around in the dark and find your crowd. But as you get high from us, see that high feeling? See, you can feel it. You're in Colombia, but look how good you feel now. How's that feel? Crazy, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Listen, see, you feel that. I feel that too. Everybody else feels that. See, because you're a conduit of light and you're a conduit of giving light. And if you can give light, you can also receive light. But a lot of times you just find yourself giving until you're falling over tired. But you got a lot of good stuff going on and God says he sees it. He sees who you are. He puts his hand to his here, which is a little odd for him what I'm used to. And he says he sees who you are. And so nice.
Wow. Yeah. Gary, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How can we know in our past lives as a soul we lived before in our past lives? So how can we search into the field or into the oneness or into the unconditional love, I call that, what we live before in our past lives, or how can we difference between a past life or
but there's a veil. There's a veil that blocks you from seeing all your past lives because you would probably go instantly crazy. And so it's sometimes too much information, if you would. But would you like a little bit of that veil lifted?
Yeah.
So you can see?
Yes.
Yes, there we go. Now you can breathe, feel it?
I can't feel it.
And you got real quiet. So your head got quiet. Real quiet. That's interesting. And so you'll be able to start to get flashes of some previous lifetimes that you had. And you then, you know, that's what that is. Sometimes it can be helpful. Sometimes it can be painful. Sometimes you'll get rid of traumas that you had from previous lifetimes. Sometimes you'll actually just end up knowing how to do stuff. You know, like when I first started cooking on my friends, he got a pizza oven. He got a wood-fired pizza oven, right? And I went to help him cook pizzas, you know, because it's kind of what you do. And I realized that I had cooked on one of these things in a previous lifetime. And I was an expert on cooking on this wood-fired oven. You know, I knew how to do it. So sometimes you just know how to do things. You know, mechanically, I have a mechanical, you know, I'm gifted mechanically. When I was a little kid, I was 6 years old, and by the time I was 8 years old, I was rebuilding small engines in my father's garage in his shop he had. But I could do a whole motor rebuild at eight. And I understood mechanical things. You see, I understood how things came apart and I understood how things went back together. I helped a scientist figure out the sense of smell, which nothing was known about. I did that in 1999. To 2004, and won the Nobel Prize in 2004. Well, the scientists did. I didn't, but the scientists did. But they'd have never figured it out. So I learned that I could figure out these things. And some of them, you know, I can, you know, run across a few of them. They sound impressive, and they are. But you have those kind of sort of savant abilities. And my point is, you're interested in your previous lives where you knew how to do some of these things. You know, I remember being about 5 years old, and I remember sitting in front of a piano, and we were so poor, we couldn't afford a piano. But I remember sitting in front of a piano in school, and I remember playing the piano. So I just played it. And I could play. Interesting, right? And so, well, I was remembering playing it so I could play. Well, but see, that was a previous life thing. So I learned how to tap into previous lives that could be very helpful in this lifetime to get you to where you're going. And so you're going to be able to do that. So it's really, you're asking a very interesting question if used properly. Most of the time, people never get there. I'm being honest with you. You're talking about previous lives. It's really not even worth talking about, in my opinion. But in your case, it is, because you're going to make it relative to this life, and you want all your previous knowledge to be able to have access it so that you can make use of it here. And so, great, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because nowadays I have raised a lot of abilities, a lot of skills in this current life. I was thinking, all right, so these were my abilities in maybe previous lives. And
right.
it's really crucial, because
yeah,
I have a lot of abilities right now that
you can do. You find yourself knowing how to do things. Sometimes it could be as simple as cooking in a pizza. It could be as simple as cooking in a pizza oven, or figuring out the sense of smell and winning a Nobel Prize. But it's like funny, right? And but realize that your thinking is on track. So just, you know, stay on track. Meditate on this. You'll find that in your sleep, you'll start to get more little glimpses into your previous lifetimes. And you'll feel really good about it. You know, and I see you on an island. I think you live next to the water, you know, but I see you just, you know, a happy kid running around naked on an island, you know, as I see you as a little kid. And but there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, great, great call.
Thank you.
You know, have fun in Colombia. All right.
Yeah. You too. You too in the US. Thank you.
Thanks.
See you soon. See you soon.
Thank you, Mike. Wasn't that, Mike, you're so awesome. I want to say thank you to Alex Sanchez because he was a part of welcoming Mike and making him feel the love. Mm-hmm. And Alex, I had to spotlight you, Alex. I just want to say thank you because it's so
cool
that the community welcomes people like that. And you're an example of our light family.
Thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate you and everybody here. And you too, Gary, of course.
Hey, good buddy. Good. What's your question? What you got going?
Oh, wow. There's a lot going on. I'm not sure where to begin. I do know that I'm snuggled up in one of the blankets that Michelle got me for my birthday last year, which is great.
Oh, good.
I love it.
Oh, that looks warm and fuzzy.
It is. It really is. I love them. So I think two things come to mind, actually. I'm actually embarking on a path of, I guess, a career in sales, and I've got to get licensed first. Do you see it being something worthwhile for me?
I do. And I'm hearing, you know, your angels cussing you. Shut the blank up and just do it.
All right. Okay? Oh, great.
Yeah. And so, but that's what I heard. Just shut the blank up and do it.
Okay.
Yeah. When I said that, see, every time I say it, you get warmer and warmer and warmer.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. There you are. Yeah. You'll do good. You'll do great, actually.
Awesome. And I did want to point out, you had a segment about aliens one time on the call. I did want to mention, because I was spotlighted on that years ago before I even knew who Kevin Trudeau was or even you were. I had an experience, and I wasn't too sure if it was spiritual or physical.
Both.
Okay. And I don't know if this race you're familiar with, Arcturians, the one with the big eyes, but I felt or seen them doing some things to me, but really couldn't pinpoint what it was. This was years ago.
I just see them around. Sometimes you'll find yourself in looks like a really cold room with on a table. And they extract your light.
Okay.
Because they basically, this is a group that steals light from humans because they don't have their own light God energy coming into them because they don't subscribe to oneness. They do terrible things to different races or beings, or especially humans. Yeah. And because they're smarter than we are, but they actually can be treacherous for us to have in our energy field, and they steal our light. So I think they were stealing your light. And so,
okay. All right. Well, that explains it, Gary. Thank you. Yeah. That's all I had. Yeah. I love you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, but that's it. You know, what's really crazy, and I kept on predicting the government's going to come out and tell you all about all the alien stuff, the truth. You know, I think, and I'm not getting political, so nobody get mad at me, please. But Dean, didn't you tell me today that Trump is going to maybe release some of these documents telling the truth about aliens? Maybe.
Well, they asked him to, the Senate asked him to release, because he signed an executive order for Martin Luther King.
Everything else.
JFK. So they said just as soon as sign an executive order and release everything we know about UFOs. So it's coming.
I didn't even hear about that until now. I think that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it. I saw the government telling, and that was my prediction. One of my predictions the first of the year was, I said, I see the government telling us about all the aliens. Wow. So maybe he'll really do that. That would be kind of a cool thing he does, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see. You know, it's good to know about what your aliens are up to, you know? But they were stealing your light. That's what it is. And okay. So which I, you know, you can have some of your higher selves can be captive from this dimension where they steal your light. And so I'll get those back for you. There we go. I got them all back for you right then. Look how good you feel now.
I feel good. I was just about to ask you if I could have the light be brought back if I lost a lot during then, or if it's still.
Yeah, okay. I got it. Yeah, you got it. That's the reason, see, inside you feel all dizzy and swimmy headed, see? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much, yeah, you'll be all right. You'll be okay.
Appreciate you, everybody. Dean, Michelle, I love you all. And everybody in the call, thank you.
Good luck, buddy.
I'll be staying warm here in Florida. It's pretty cold for Florida standards now.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, what's the temperature?
It got down to the 30s at one point. It might reach down to the 40s today. I'm not too sure.
Wow. Yeah.
It's been an Arctic blast.
I'm telling you, North Carolina's been really cold. So there we are. All right. Appreciate you, buddy. Love you. Thank you.
Stay warm. I'm glad you like the blanket.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Love you.
I like it. I like it. I'm like, where's my blanket? I like it.
I'll get you one.
I don't get to go to the concert. I don't get a blanket. You know, come on. What
do you're
you
always need? Welcome.
Well, Bella's all chill. She got a blanket.
Yeah. Oh, she just always wants to be held. She's so
I can relate. I have her father. All he does is sleep. I'm like, all you do is sleep. He's like, I'm meditating.
Yeah. I'm like, that's so funny.
Yeah. And he's like the most meditative dog in the world. In a coma. Anyhow. And so he makes everybody get kind of in the coma. Who are we talking to, guys? Who are we talking
to? Thank you, Gary. I got another new person. It's Julio Rico Yeserma, I think. Leserma or something. Did I say that right? Hey, Julio. Oh, it's actually been a while. We've seen you before. Hi.
Yeah, thank you for calling me, Michelle. Yeah,
thank you. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, how are you? Where are you from again?
I'm Canada, Toronto.
Oh, that's right. Well, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me, Michelle. And I was actually talking to my angels. I said, please just choose me because I really don't have questions. I just really want to say thank you for everything, Gary, that you did.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know if you remember because last time, remember, like, you said to me, I'm very easy to remove the block. And then you see, like, I'll be having a work. And then, like, 3 days later, I got an interview and get in the work, you know. And you said, you see, like, I'm going to have a promotion and stuff. And it's like everything is really happening already.
Wow.
Thank you for the training, from the audio, from the book, everything really works. Thank you so much. And also, every time I meditate, I think Ganesh is giving away a lot of gifts.
Oh,
Ganesh?
Yeah. Every time I go to the, because you told me last time I have to look to the light. I look to that light, and then I go to that light, and then suddenly I see some kind of pyramid, something.
Yeah.
And I go to there, there's a door. When I open it, I always see Ganesh.
Yeah.
He hugs me, and then he gives me a gift. Always like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
awesome.
I go to my grandmother, grandfather, my uncle, I see them, everything. And then I go to my angels, because before I'm missing some angels, you bring it back. I have 6 angels, right? And then after that, I see my 6 angels, and then I hug them, and then I go to God, talk to him, and I ask for some gifts. I always do like that. So I just want to say thank you for everything.
Oh, you're saying thank you because your spiritual dimensions opened up and you get a lot of gifts. You get a lot of stuff. You get a lot of help. See, when your spiritual dimensions are not opened up for you, you're really missing out on a big chunk of your life. And so, but I can see what happened to you. All your dimensions opened up at one time and you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you know? And so it's a little overwhelming, but I think it's really, really good. I actually see the Mother Mary around you.
Wow. Thank you so much. I knew it. Yeah.
Yeah. But she just now moved in real close to you. See him start to sweat, guys. And the Mother Mary brings you passionate healing. And she'll just make you feel safe and warm and fuzzy. There you go. Look how that feels. See?
Yeah, I feel very warm right now.
Good. Yeah, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. If you guys are going along in life and you're having a hard time having enough patience to pull off anything and you feel like killing everybody that's around you, I have those days, you just simply ask for the gift of Mother Mary and then you'll be able to do that, especially the Sacred Heart of Christ or the Sacred Heart of Mother Mary. You know, you'll find that'll really work. But that's what he's got all that around him now. So good luck. Let us know how you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate everything.
Thank you, Julio.
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
He's got a great name. Say his name, Michelle. Julio Rico.
Julio Rico Leserna.
Wow.
Did I say that right?
Julio Rico Leserna. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, good.
There you go. That's a sexy name. That's crazy. All right. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Sylvie on. Sylvie, thank you for being so patient. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. Where are you calling from, Sylvie? Hi.
I can't hear her.
Oh, she's unmuted, but we can't
hear her. You're muted. Can you speak up, Sylvie?
Oh, we can't hear her.
Oh, no, we can't hear you. I wonder if she's connected to audio. She unmuted.
Yeah.
Oh, she muted herself again. I think you might have to log out and log back in and connect to audio. We'll come back to you if you can log out and then come back in, okay? And we'll come back to you. Okay. Thank you, Sylvie.
Oh, I like her too.
Yeah, I know. We'll get her. We'll get her as soon as she gets back in.
Who are we talking
to? In the meantime, I'm going to go to Catherine Alvear. She's been so patient. Catherine, it's so good to see you. I know you've been waiting for a while. Welcome. How are you?
Oh, I was. Oh, sorry. I was unprepared. Okay. I'm good. Sorry. Yes. Thank you for calling me.
Yes.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, girl.
I would just like to clear bad energies.
Please. Okay. There you go. Easy to do. I just did. There you are. Ah, see, now you can breathe better. See? You got cleared all that off you. You'll be all right. Yeah. What's your question? You got a question?
I took a very hard exam today, and I'm hoping I did well.
I heard you did well.
Oh, it's my last thing, and I need to get my career going. So
okay, yeah. Well, it looks like you did very well. So that's good. Good to know.
Yeah. Okay.
Simple.
That was it.
Yeah. Easy. What's the exam for?
For my nursing license.
I thought it was nursing. Okay, good. Yeah, looks good. All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, feels like you tore it up. You studied your butt off for this thing, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see how hard you studied. So good. Yeah, I think it paid off. So there you go. Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Hey, okay, you got this, girl. Thanks, Catherine.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Who are we talking
that
to?
That was easy and simple. Thank you so much. Okay, I have Shari Y. I hope I said that right. Shari Y, thank you for being so patient. How are you, Shari?
I'm good. It's just plain Sherry.
Sherry. Okay, sorry, Sherry. Where are you calling from?
I am in Chile, Minnesota.
Oh, Chile.
Yeah, Judy, you know, when it runs Judy out of Minnesota, it's cold. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Judy, where are you?
I'm not in Minnesota, I'll tell you that. It was negative 40 wind chill when I left. And
yes,
that's a bit much. And I had an opportunity to go where it's warmer.
And good girl.
But you got a trail. So there we are. And so anyway, what's your question?
So Gary, sorry, I caught a cold today. You read me probably 11 years ago when the person I was seeing left me and left me devastated.
Okay.
She came back into my life about a year ago.
Okay.
And I still love her to pieces, but it's been a little bit tumultuous. And I'm wondering if I should walk away and close the door on the relationship or if I should work through it. Excuse me.
You ain't going nowhere. Yeah, you want it to work out.
I do, but it's hard.
Yeah, good relationships sometimes are hard. Good relationships don't have to be hard. I mean, it's always nice when everything is just perfect and it's not any work. But you know, she's a little bit of work. She's a little bit of damaged goods, if you would. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of damage and a lot of bangs and bruises. So you got to work on healing her up. And you're a good healer. So just know you are and know you can do this. Ask God for a spiritual gift to help heal her.
Okay.
Do it now. Just say, God, give me a spiritual gift to help heal my friend.
God, give me a spiritual gift to help me heal Jen.
Okay, reach your hand up. I see him giving you a sword. Reach and get it. There you go. Now clear her. Clear her head all the way down to her toes. There you go. You did it. Look how warm your body feels. See?
Very.
Very. Yes, because you got rid of her demons. So you can get rid of her demons and you don't have to eat them or they won't eat you. Okay? Or you can live with these demons and go crazy every day. So you're the one that's not clearing the demons and you're totally capable of doing it. So what's wrong with you? Right?
I think they've been eating them. So yeah.
Well, they didn't know. I think they've been eating you. And so, but I see they just look like bats flying out of a cave when you cleared her, you know, so she's going to feel a lot better, more normal and act like she has good sense for a change. And so all nice. All nice, honey. It's all good.
Thank you, Judy.
You did that with a sword. Beautiful. You just ask God for it. There you go. Let me know how you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know, sometimes you have to work on your relationships. And see, to work on your relationships, sometimes you have to just clear your spouses. You know, they're all goofed up and they got demons. It's got demons. And you don't even know what the hell the demons are. They sure don't know, you know. And so you want to be able to clear those dark energies. And when you do, you don't have to eat them for breakfast. And so that's always nice. Who are we talking to, girl?
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. It's Natasha. Natasha has a medical question that sounds very important. Hi, Natasha.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Good to see you.
How are you guys?
Good.
Really good.
Good. Last time I talked to you, you said the cat was going to live, and she did. So
good.
She just climbed right on me. Real quick, can you run through and clear me, the kids, and then the husband, please?
That's how quick I can clear these days. I did all that quick.
I'm really worried about his lungs. His oxygen has been about 92 and 93 today. And when he gets sick, it hits him really hard. I'm just worried if it's...
Yeah, he looks a lot better now. See how your throat got hot. Feel that?
Yeah, I did get hot. Yep.
Okay.
And then do I have... I've been getting attacked when I sleep. I'm having trouble like wake up not breathing very well. Do you see like sleep apnea going on with me?
Not now. Looks pretty good.
Perfect. Yeah. So everyone's good. I won't need to bring him in for oxygen.
I don't know. I'm not going to say no.
Right.
But I'm not going to say yes. I don't know. You know, I want to leave that open.
Right. You know? How do you get guys to go into the clinic or urgent care? Like, how do you motivate them? Daisy, stop.
I think he'll go if you ask. That's what I see. I got him clear. He looks pretty good. I was clearing off all kinds of stuff all over him, but now he looks better. Okay. There you go. Good luck,
honey.
Thank
you so much. Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck so much. Sorry. Boy, look at that pretty girl. Oh, my God.
Oh, so cute.
She's beautiful. Ask me questions. Michelle, what you got?
Thank you, Gary. I have David Baudet. David, thank you for being patient. He also has a medical question for you.
All right. Hey, David.
Hey, Gary. Thank you for shooting today.
Hey. Yeah. What's your question, buddy?
I have a friend, her name is Ray, and since Hurricane Helene, she's been sick. I was wondering if you can clear her.
There, I just did. Uh-huh. She looks better.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's, I think she'll feel a lot better. You know, that's what I see.
And thank you.
Yeah. She had low oxygen as well, bizarrely. Mm-hmm. You know, so looks a lot better. You know, that's what I see. Ask me things.
Thank you, Gary. I guess my main thing is I've been having communication blocks lately with different things dealing with my home, like waste. We're in here in North Carolina, in Buncombe County, we just swapped out our bins for a new organization. But for the last 5 weeks, I've been getting the runaround with them.
Looks better. There we are. Looks better. Wish them well, and you'll crack through the darkness on it. They got a lot of people hating on them because they do everything goofy. But just wish them well, and I see it coming out of its stuck vibe. There we go. Better. Now I see you. See you feel real light and better. There we go. Thank you.
Great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now look around, Michelle. I just see a lot of people with all these different things happening. And so, and I think it's really important you guys to realize that you can heal yourself. Heal yourself. Ask God every day for the spiritual gifts it takes for you to heal you. God, may I have the spiritual gifts, please, that it takes for me to heal me? And there I see you get I saw a bunch of you get swords. I saw a bunch of you get staffs, crowns, beautiful golden heart. There we go. Look how warm you're getting. Feel that? All those, I see it raining spiritual gifts. I see it raining cash, money, gold, all those things. There you go. Perfect. Feels really, really good. I just see all this light coming in. Beautiful, beautiful light. Your hands getting all hot and warm and fuzzy and stuff, you know? And so there you go. You're going to be okay. I see these golden coins coming down. Let's talk to Jonathan, if we
Oh,
could.
I had him on my list. Okay, I'll
Yeah.
jump up to him.
Yeah,
Hi,
I see.
Jonathan. How are you?
Hi, Gary.
Hey,
Hi,
buddy.
everyone.
Hey,
Hi.
I just see all this light. It looks like it's raining little gold coins on your head.
I like that. I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, I just saw what I saw. I just saw it raining
Nice.
gold coins. How often do you meditate, Jonathan? And how often do you bring in spiritual gifts?
I meditate every day, and I
Really?
try to ask God for spiritual gifts every day as well.
Very good. There's all you got to do, guys. This is what you do. And you do that, and you'll be able to get them. And you'll know if you notice things going a little better in your life, in your world, you know?
Yeah,
So.
at least I feel much better, more confident.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I see you doing really, really well. That's what I saw. I saw these gold coins coming down. So
Nice, nice.
you managed to manifest a bunch of money from somewhere. So there we are. Good luck with it. All right.
Yeah, and I had a question. I talked to
Right.
you before and I got a gold brick from God. And just like a day or two after, I received this opportunity, an investment opportunity. How do you feel about that? Is it legit or is it a scam?
I feel very good about what it leads you to.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the deal or if it just leads you to something else that is the deal. But
Okay, I
that's how
understand.
I sense it like that. See, sometimes we'll just get led around. In other words, like something will happen, we'll think, oh my God, this is it. And you go, well, I don't quite feel like it, but it feels sort of like it. And so then you'll find the truth of what it is. But I see you getting, it helps you get led to the thing you should do. So
Okay,
it's part of the
that's good.
process. I see it part of the
Yeah.
process. That's what I say. Okay.
So, what does God want me to do, like, right now, in order to just do well?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Do you write?
Good. Yeah, I write what I want, my dreams, desires, and where I see myself.
Whatever it is, it looks good. Okay.
Nice. Nice.
Good.
Thank you so
That's what I
much.
said. Good luck. Good luck. Good
Thank
luck.
you. Thank
And
you.
so
Thank you.
when I look around, guys, I see all these little, really bright light things. I see all kinds of luck coming your way. I see all kinds of light coming your way. Just expect that and know that's part of the norm. That's what's normal. And so when I'm looking at you now, I'm just clearing your energies off. And there you are. I think you'll feel pretty warm right now. You can sort of feel that. There we go. Let me talk to somebody who can see better than I can. Let me talk to Andy Thiessen. Let me talk to Andy for a second.
Andy. Oh, by the way, real quick, Shari just said update. Within 2 minutes after talking with Gary and clearing my partner with the sword, she reached out after ignoring me for hours. So she said, thank you, Gary.
There we go.
Hi,
Good.
Andy.
Hi, it's good.
Hi,
Hey.
Gary.
Hey,
Hey, buddy,
Andy.
what are you doing? How are you?
I'm good. Life's been a whirlwind, but I'm just kind of along for the ride, so I'm enjoying it.
Oh, I see you're hanging on for dear life, and I think you're doing quite well.
Try my best.
Yeah, there we go. I'm just clearing your energy off. Look where I'm looking, because you can see it's
Okay.
good or better than I can. We noticed that if you were going through readings, you were working through a rough relationship many years ago. And you'd come to me for a reading, I would tell you what I saw, and then it would happen, and then I'd tell you what I saw, and then it would happen. Now you tell me, I'd tell you what I saw, and then it would, and I go, why don't you just do this yourself? Because you were really spiritually gifted, and I showed you how to see, and you realized, damn, I can really do this. And so you so ever since then you've been able to see, but you can see really well. And so many times we've worked on other people together, and I saw, you would see things that I would go, you're seeing what? And then I would look a little bit and I go, oh yeah, I see it now. You see. So I'm always in awe of people who can see in that kind of detail that you can see in. And so let me show you this big dimension. Just look where I'm looking, okay? Way out in the cosmos, you see those crazy energies, and it's a bunch of black blobs all around this tremendous light. Okay. That's you, okay? Ask God for the sword to kill the black blobs. Ask God for the sword to clear off that those black blobs.
God might please have a sword that gets rid of the black blobs.
Okay, those black blobs are tar pits. And all your higher selves are hung in there. Okay, as you now look at when you went to clear it, it exploded with light. You
Yep,
can
and I
now.
see a bunch of my higher selves flying out of it.
Okay, so what else do you see? Because you can see better than me.
There's
Not many.
aliens around too.
They all disappeared. See them blowing up? Okay. I'm lighting it up so you can see it. Tell me what
Yeah,
else you see.
I see behind me it's like another black blob.
It blew up.
They're really interested in this, but there's a big light right in the middle of this, like if you were looking right at the sun in the middle of a Milky Way galaxy.
That's your soul. You got teary.
Interesting. Okay.
That's where your soul is.
The demons aren't liking that you're telling me this.
No. Yeah.
I can see him freaking out.
Yeah. See all the thousands and thousands of demons? It looks like, it's an army, right? Okay, see them all blow up.
They're
Watch
yeah,
this.
they're
Watch it. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. See, I can do it so fast. Yeah, I got good at it. And so, yeah, I don't know how to tell you how I did it. All I know is I can do it. And
I love
so,
it.
yeah, but see, if I show you one time, you'll be able to do it in about a minute. Okay? Because you see clearer than I do. And I've always told you that because it's true. And so now look at there. Now look out. Now all the light pouring into your head's crazy good. Feel that?
I see it. It's great.
Crazy. Look at his eyes, guys. Look
Oh,
at his
thank you.
eyes. Yeah, look how bright his eyes got. See? There you go. So that's what happens when you clear this dimension. This is dimension where you or your family members get sick and or die. This is a dimension that you don't want to have any darkness in, and you want to float above it. Now, in that dimension, that was your soul, that bright light thing in the middle. And so now I want you to just go up higher, float up. Ah, look how good that feels. See? Now you floated up into the high vibration of that dimension. See? There. And I see you're just doing it for your partner then.
Yeah,
And
I haven't felt this is an odd. I haven't felt this like this type of dimension before.
no, different. Yeah, bigger, badder, more. And so, yeah. And
More
so,
electrified. It's hard to describe it.
yeah, special. And so, but if you can clear this dimension, you
That's
got,
great.
yeah, so there we
Thank
go.
you.
You did that. And I see your child looking bright. I see your partner looking bright. I see you looking really, 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 really good. So
Oh,
there we go.
thank you.
Yeah, you're
Thank you,
welcome.
Gary.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let me know how that goes. Really, let me know. Okay?
For sure.
Ask God.
I'll let you know.
Ask God for the gifts. Now, you guys need to piggyback off this one. Pay attention right now. Piggyback off of Andy's gifts right now. Ask God for the spiritual gifts to navigate this dimension with. Just say, God, give me the spiritual gifts to navigate this dimension with, please.
Please give me the spiritual gifts to navigate this dimension.
There we go. I saw a brain go to you that was the size of a universe. So you have to have this universal brain for this thing to work. That's the reason I can't explain what I'm doing, And so I got the gift of God's will, and I got the gift of God's consciousness when I went through my dying process of with COVID, and I went through this, dimension of death when I died five times, right? And so and so I got the gifts, but they're very hard to explain, but now you got them. So let's see what happens here.
Oh, thank
Yeah.
you.
Yeah, you're the first person that got that before. That's a big deal. Okay.
Cool.
But it has to be somebody that can see on your crazy level you're able to see on.
Okay.
And so let's see what happens. Did you have a normal question somewhere here on the planet or no?
Yes, I do. So I wanted to throw a meditation by you that I had. That's probably the wildest thing I've ever had in my life. So I had, I don't know if it was like a dream or meditation or somewhere in between, but I found myself in a field of wheat. Like just imagine a fall day, miles of wheat. I could describe to you how it blew in the wind. I could describe to you the smell of the of where I was at. I came to a clearing, and there was a being there, turned around, and it was Jesus. He had a purple sash. He was worn in white. He goes, "Stop fighting me and let me do my thing." And I go over to him, and he gave me a big hug. And I sobbed. I was sobbing in this. I've never, like, you just feel the weight lift off you.
Yeah.
And then he took my hand, and we were flying around this wheat field. I was coming across loved ones that had died. My grandma, they were young. They were looking good.
Good.
And it felt more conscious than being conscious, being awake. It was just it was an odd thing. I eventually came out of it, and I'm like, did I just die? Because I thought, like, maybe I just died and this was a near-death experience or something like that.
It was not a near-death experience, except those you were experiencing those dimensions that a person would go through.
Okay.
And so now then, for those who can see on the level you see on, which is a freak of nature, right? You're starting to experience those dimensions. So in those dimensions, what do you learn? Everything. What do you know? Everything. What can you do? Anything. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Including breathe back in life into people who are dying. You know, okay. when I was dying of COVID, a whole bunch of other people were too. And I could actually breathe life back into their lungs. I had the gift. And so I remember not even being able to talk or walk. And I remember sitting on the side of my bed at night, and I would have a list of people, and I would heal them, you know? And then you would hear really good information, you know, back, you know, the next day. And so, but this gives you these crazy gifts. So expect the gifts to be really crazy, amazing gifts. And so, but that's the zone you're working in, Andy. That's where you are. Okay. And so that's really beautiful, buddy. Good.
It was the most beautiful place. I'm thinking, like, if my brain's not sophisticated enough to have made this up by itself. So I'm like, I had to have gone somewhere. Yeah. So
yeah, no, well, that's who you are. And that's where you are. So, hey, congratulations. And, you know, kudos to you. You're amazing. So there we are.
Cool. Well, thanks buddy. So much, Gary.
Hey, thank you. Thank you,
Andy.
Take care.
If you guys got 10% of the gifts he got when he got these gifts right then, you got something. So I think that's really important to know. When I look at you guys look super bright, super light, all amazing. I see all encompassing. And so realize that we're living in a really crazy age where crazy things are happening, and it's getting more crazy all the time. All good stuff. Know it. Be really thankful. How do you be in the club? Be one with everybody, whether you like them or not. And so just do your best. And but if you try being one with everybody, and be appreciative above everything else, even when you have people treat you bad, when you've treated them good, just be appreciative. And so, and you'll find you'll get above the biggest problems and the craziest things that attack you these days. Lots of love. I love you guys. And call me up for private readings. I'm starting to do a few. And so call up, check the office, see if I got some. 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. But just give us a call. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to help you. And I am so glad I'm getting back to me a little bit, which is good. And so private reading, call me up, 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. We'll start to announce some other things we're doing, retreats and everything. Look forward to seeing you guys this year, and I appreciate you so, so much. Thank you again. Thank you for joining me here on Tapping In. I appreciate you. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you.